Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and his left-wing friends now apparently have just what they wanted in Nicaragua. The result is tragic. We'll face off after this. Well, Ted, Nicaragua has now invaded Honduras, using its Soviet-supplied aircraft and helicopters to wipe out the Democratic Resistance Forces. You helped to defeat Contra Aid. You chose to support the Sandinistas over democracy. Since the defeat of Contra Aid, all negotiating incentive for the Ortega brothers, Daffy Danny and Brother Number One, the defense minister, has evaporated. Every single Central American leader has condemned the invasion. They're scared to death. You and your left-wing chums continue to take up sides with Ortega. Liberals in Congress made a tragic mistake in rejecting support for the freedom fighters. A terrible price will now be exacted by all of Central America and these United States. A heavy burden to bear, Ted.
Al, I hold no brief for the Sandinistas, and I've condemned the incursion of Nicaraguan troops into Honduras. But President Reagan's decision to send U.S. troops had more to do with the administration's attempt to revive its failed policy of Contra Aid in Congress than it did with a border skirmish in Honduras. Scores of incursions have taken place in recent years, Al, but suddenly, as Contra Aid is going down the tubes in Congress, the administration seizes on this incursion to escalate the U.S. role. It reminds me of Claude Rains' famous line in Casablanca, Al. He was shocked, to find gambling in Rick's Cafe, just as President Reagan says he's shocked to find an incursion in Honduras. The Constitution gives Congress, not the President, the power to declare war, Al. Before President Reagan yields to a reckless impulse to take us into war with Nicaragua, Congress ought to stop him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Raising the Minimum Wage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.